Second Peter, we are in verse 5 of Second Peter 1. So let's turn to, but we, let's read from the verse 4. Second Peter 1. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then verse 5, he said, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Let's stop here. Lord, we thank you for your word, God. Now, Lord, as we seek grace from you, Father, open this word, Lord, unto us. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, last week, we got to know from the prophet that a partaker of his divine nature, it means Christ's nature in you. Amen. Then you become a new creature. All things passed away. You see, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he said, beside this, beside what? Beside having escaped. Amen. Beside having escaped. See. And we know that, and he said, this is to the church. The prophet said, this is to the church. And that confirms that the church, the real meaning is a called out. You see. He said, this is to the church. And we know that the meaning of church is called out. You see. Called out people that have separated themselves from the lust of the world. Amen. So he said, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Now, brethren, as we started these studies, we don't want to overlook things we're just running over. So let's look at this statement. Giving all diligence is another great statement, you see, that we should not overlook, because something exceeding great and precious have been given to us for a divine purpose. Amen. So in the context of our study, this statement, giving all diligence, is like calling unto us to take real pains in applying all that it will take to accomplish God's requirement. Amen. You remember Moses building the temple of witness in the wilderness. He had to build it according to what? The heavenly vision. Amen. And he gave all diligence to it. God was so particular about it. Amen. And here we also, we are being called that we give all diligence, because any act of negligence or carelessness will not stand the test, that house. Amen. And listen to how the Holy Spirit, through Apostle Peter, even concluded this very passage about the verses about the divine nature. This, the same Second Peter where we are reading, look at verse 10, the conclusion of it, what Peter said. Verse 10 and 11. He said, wherefore the rather, see, brethren, give diligence. You see, it's repeated again. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, what things? If you give all diligence to the divine materials God is going to give to us, or he has already given to us. If you do these things, ye shall never fall. You see, ye shall never fall. You will stand whatever storm, whatever trials, whatever test that will come, you'll be able to stand it. Amen. And then verse 11, it said, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, brethren, giving all diligence. My brother, building his house, if we do it by way of negligence, it's definitely, my brother, you cannot stand the test. That house, God can never come and live in that house. Amen. So let's watch it. You see, we are believers, but we must always be looking how we are giving all diligence to the righteousness that is in the word. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, giving all diligence, he said, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. Verse 8, and he said, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, they are deep words. Praise the Lord. And verse 9, it said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Oh my brother. You see, the Lord has paid a price for us. And for you to forget about what the Lord has done, forget about Calvary, my brother, it's serious. Amen. God has given unto us these exceeding great and precious promises, that by them, you see, by them we might be partakers of his divine nature. Praise the Lord. See, God wants us to take his divine nature. God wants us to take his divine nature. Why? The prophet said, listen to what the prophet said. In the message book, Who Is This? It said, a supernatural God. See, we are looking at the reason why God wants us to be partakers of his divine nature, as to take his nature. Amen. Because the prophet said, partakers of his divine nature means the nature of God in you. Praise the Lord. God wants us to come up to take his nature. Listen to what the prophet said. He said, a supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. We are looking at why God is so particular that we take up his nature. Praise the Lord. He said, the supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. People must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. Amen. My brother, you can put this slide on this end, because that's what we are looking at. You see, we've gone through all of them: faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and then the love of God comes over the house. He overshadowed the house. Praise the Lord. We know of that of Moses when he finished the temple, and it was according to the heavenly vision. Praise the Lord. Oh, cloud overshadowed the place to acknowledge that this is it. The same thing also, when Solomon also built the temple, the same thing. After he had prayed, oh, there came from heaven, you see, the same cloud, the same pillar of fire upon the temple. Praise the Lord. The same thing also. If we will give all diligence and do it according to his requirements, yes, we receive what? The Holy Ghost coming over us. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said a supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. People must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. He said, God will never come to your level. You will have to come to his. Amen. God will not come to your requirement. You have to come to God's. See? And then, when that requirement is met upon a promise that God made, you see, if that requirement is what? Is met upon a promise, and we are looking at what? Precious promises that he has given to us to build his house, his requirements. Amen. So then, when the requirement is met upon a promise that God made to redeem the people, if that requirement is met, amen. If that requirement is met, your entire being changes. Amen. Your thinking changes. Your habits change. Everything about you changes. Praise the Lord. Your desires change. Your living changes. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, you change. Everything about you changes. Because there's a new life in you. Amen. But my brother, before all this can be possible, we need to give all diligence. We need to give all diligence. Amen. God's nature in you, see? God is looking for a place of rest. God is looking for a place of rest. And it got to be according to his requirements. According to his requirements. And the prophet took us to Acts chapter 7, verse 46. The prophet took us to bring in something here. Amen. So we are talking about what? A house that we got to build for our God. And so he said, David desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. See, God likes fellowship. He loves fellowship. He always wants to be in the midst of his people. Praise the Lord. You see. Now, David desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob, but Solomon built him a house. How be it? The Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophets. He said, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me? My brother, that's the question. That's the question. God is asking you this morning, what house are you going to build me? What house will ye build me? Consider that, my brother and sister. My brother, that's why that giving all diligence, the house. Is it, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? See, my brother, we all know the scripture says we are the temple of God. And the scripture says, as a temple of God, you don't agree with any other thing, or even building the temple of God. You shouldn't agree with any other material except the materials that God has given to you, the divine materials. Shouldn't agree with it, because that's what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 6, 16. You see. It said, and what agreement, you see, had the temple of God with idols? Praise the Lord. So in building a house of God, my brother, you don't take any other material. No, sir, it will not work. Only his divine material. I said, for ye are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. You see, he wants you to be reflecting his nature. My brother, let's give diligence. Amen. In the message, the stature of a perfect man, the prophet said, now building a house, Brother Wood and some of these carpenters and contractors here could tell you how you build your house, you see. And that one with what? With hands. With hands. And Most High God dwelleth not in temples made by what? Hands. See. So the prophet says, see, but I am going to tell you how to build your spiritual house where God can dwell. Amen. We thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you all know that in building a house, the first thing to address is the foundation. And that foundation must be very, very strong. See? We must be likened unto, see, building this house, we must be likened unto that wise man. Praise the Lord. That Jesus was talking about, that built his house upon a rock. Amen. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You see, if you heareth this saying of mine, if you give all diligence, amen, I will liken you unto what? That wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, you see. The trials will come. The test will come. The house we are going to build. Your person as you are. You face trials. You face tests. Let's read them. And the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. You see, that's what we read in 2 Peter, that if you do these things, you will not fall. Amen. For it was founded upon a rock. Who is that rock? Christ. The Word. Amen. So, The prophet gave us this one. He said, Jesus was speaking here of a coming storm, which has to go to strike every man and every woman that's born in the world. There is just no way out of it. That storm will strike you sometimes or the other. And it depends on what kind of a foundation that you have, whether your house will weather it or not. So my brother, my sister, it will take only a house that has been built with the divine materials of God that can stand any storm. My brother, if your person, your house had been what? You have taken all diligence toward use the materials God has given to you. Oh, my brother, no form of storm can ever bring it down. Praise the Lord. And the first divine material God has given us, going for the foundation of this dwelling place of God, is faith. Amen. Faith. Praise the Lord. Faith that has been founded upon a rock, Christ. Faith in Christ. Praise the Lord. The word, you see, faith through the righteousness of God, knowing that righteousness is his word. Amen. So, the prophet said he's going to show us how to build a spiritual house where God can dwell in. Amen. So we will come to a break here. I've taken 3 weeks continuous. Amen. And we have other ministers that might have other things to come. And when we come back, we are going to follow how the prophet is going to lead us to build this house. So don't forget the introduction. Righteousness true. The word. Amen. Faith through the righteousness of God. And then giving all diligence to what we are going to build. Amen. God richly bless you. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes. We open up, Lord, ourselves, Lord, that, oh God, you help us to build this house. Lord, as we break off, we will not forget what, Lord, you have already taught us, Lord. And when we come back, oh God, as the prophet said, your prophet, William Branham, said, he's going to show us how to build a house where you can dwell in and walk in it, that you will be our God and we will be your people. We thank you, Lord, as we commit the rest of our worship, our meeting, Lord, this morning into your hands. Father, we commit the song leader and the musicians that will come, O God. Father, we are seeking for a real atmosphere where, O God, your word will have a place in us, O God. And Father, we want to commit your servant who is to take the meeting today, you, Lord Jesus, our precious brother, Brian Locke. Father, in your hands we commit him, O God. The Lord Jesus, you know the needs of your people. Father, speak through the word, the Lord, to meet all our needs. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God richly bless you.